Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Mem. Psachim Daf Mem, getting towards the end of the second parak of Kol Shah. And today we're going to talk about the sugya of matzah shiruya, of gebrux, as it's called. And if there is time, maybe talk about kitniyos as well, the two minhagim that we have on Pesach. Where does this come up? It doesn't really come up the feirish, but there is a remez to it in the discussion. In one of the Achronim. The Gemara tells us here at Daf Mem Beis, talking about, again, on Daf Lam, on Lamed Tesman Aleph, we spoke about what should be used for vegetables, and then on Lamed Tesman Beis, we spoke about the chashashos of chametz. Chashashos of chametz, things you're not allowed to soak. You're not allowed to soak mursan for the chicken, some type of bran. You're allowed to scald it. A woman shouldn't do this. A person shouldn't chew this. All the different chashashos that there are of chashash chimutz. So right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says that Rav Papi Sharile Laburtiki Debei Reish Galusa, Rav Papi allowed these bakers, Rashi says Nachtomin, of Reish Galusa, Lemimcha Kedera Bachasise, to line the pot with Chasise, which is a type of kemak, a type of flour, in order to line the pot with Amarava. Ika de Sharika Hai Milsa. Is there somebody who matters such items Biduchta de Shrichi Avdi in a place that Avadim are common? What does that mean, Rashi? Kagon Beiresh Galusa. Shaha Avadim Mizalzlin Bidvar Isser Yoser Yoser. If you allow something, even though technically that would be mutter, you have to be nervous that people are going to take that and take it to the next level and run with the heter, and there'll be a slippery slope. So Rava did not want Rav Papi to matter these bakers to use this by the pots. Ika da Amri, or others say, no, a different version, Rava Gufe Machila Kidra Bechasisi. Rava himself did it. Rava himself did it. But either way, you have this issue of being careful with items that might lead to something further. So what does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with us? So we'll see in a second the Gilyone Hashas. You know what? Let's see it first. Gilyone Hashas in our Gemara. Bechasisi pirish matza afuya shetochlin osa umevashlin osa bamayim. Right? What is chasisi? This thing that was put on the pots, some type of baked matza that they ground it and they cooked it in water. Umolin basa kaderos. That's what he quotes from the Rif and the Sefer Apardes. That's what this chasisi is. Umikan smach. From here is a remez. L'chumras hanisharim imatza shruya. From those who are nizar, according to some Rishonim, he quotes this from the Rif and the Rashi. Chasisi, which Rava said he didn't want to be used by these bakers because they'll be mezalzel. This is some type of baked matzah that's then cooked. So this is a remez. Shem hikbid Rava amashi tiru Rav Papi beduchta the shchichi avdi. Upirish Rashi mezalzel misurin ubavonosenu bedoros halalu lo yadanu im tovim anachnu meavodim hagrum shalahem. Right, we don't know what level we're on, says Rabbi Yosef Egel. So who says that we're better than the earlier avadim? So they were mezalzel. So maybe we're mezalzel. Uchayotzibo, he quotes in Beitza Davav that the B'nai Bashchar, Einam B'nai Torah, V'atem B'nai Torah, we find sometimes that even if something's mutter, we treat it as a Midas Chasidus to be Machmir. Quotes others, but this is a remez, this is a remez. So again, what exactly is this? There is a minhag not to eat soaked matzah, matzah shiruya. That's what's called in Yiddish gebrux. So again, there's a remez here. It's not really in the Gemara. The Gemara on Tamara's daf, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, says that one is Yotze with their mitzvah with soaked matzah. The Brisa says Yotzin Berakik Hasharui. One is Yotze with a soaked wafer matzah Umevushal Shloni Moach Divrei Meir. Or if it's cooked, as long as it is not falling apart. Divrei Meir Biosi Omer Yotzin Berakik Hasharui. Everybody agrees to that. Soaked is okay. Avalob Mevushal. Rabbi Yosi says that you're not Yotze with cooked matzah, even though it doesn't fall apart. Why? Because cooking, right, changes its status, right? This is an important Gemara in Hilcha Shabbos, Machlokas Yireim and the Mordechai and the Rav Yah about Bishal Achar Bishal and Bishal Achar Afia, Afia Achar Bishal. So one of the riots is this Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Bishal after Afia makes it not matzah anymore. Right, Mevushal, Rashi, to lav lechem karina bay. V'yav v'shikvar nefa batar, even though it's already baked, hol v'chazer v'bishlo, bitzlo mitaras lechem. Right, once it was baked again, so then it was mevutal from being lechem. So that is the brisa. But either way, for our purposes, both opinions hold that soaked matzah is okay. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tuf Samach Aleph, Yotze Adam Mematza Shruya, Vushaloni Mocha. As long as it's not falling apart, it's still Nikar as the Tzura of Matzah. Avalabishla and Yotzebo, but not if it was Mivushal. So where does it come from that not to eat soaked matzah? The Gemara says that Farish, you could eat soaked matzah. So where did it come that we don't eat soaked matzah? So it starts, there is a Ravan. The Ravan doesn't really say it, but the Ravan here in Psachim, that's Reb Elazar ben Asan, one of the Ashkenazic Rishonim, quotes not eating soaked matzah on the first night. Nothing to do with chametz, but having to do with, you want tam matzah b'fiv. Some talk about not using salt on the first night, but the Ravan says, v'yeh she'ein rotzin la'ashros ha'matzah b'layla harishon b'marak, in soup, ki ro'u avosehem, she'kein asu. They saw their forefathers did that. Usvurin, demishim delo tachmitz osin. And they thought the reason was, achshash chimutz. The lohi, and really it's not true, lo in higu kein elamishum, she tam matzah b'fiyem, kol ayla rishon. No, they wanted special, the unique, unadulterated tam matzah in their mouth. Right? Similar to what the Ramah quotes about salt. The Ramah in Taf Ayin Hei Sif Aleph quotes, ve'ena minag latavla b'melach alayla rishona, depas naki ein sarach melach. And therefore, you don't need the salt. They have to have tam matzah b'fiv. So again, that was the first night. There was a minag of not to eat. The Ravah quotes, a minag not to soak it because you want the unique, unadulterated tam matzah b'fiv. But at a certain point later on, the minag of not soaking the matzah throughout Pesach picked up steam. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, in the Tshuvas, in Siman Vav, he quotes this as a chshash of chimutz. Maybe there are some pockets of flour that remain in the matzah that weren't cooked, and therefore when you soak it, it could come to chimutz. Es kolat ba'asher bar ra'isi v'karasi v'asi v'ksara, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. L'saberim ha'sefer odos iser bishol matzah shenispara. The iser of cooking matzah that was crushed up. The emes, ki gam she'enu iser gamur bar medina, even though there's no iser, clear iser, mikal makam amach vir tavo ala bracha, ve'enu min amatmiyin, lemer ki chumra belotam. This is not a chumra belotam, ela taima rabba ika b'milsa, lizar mikshash iser daraisa. Right, it goes back to what is a daraisa. Lefi das smak v'rabbeinu yerucham, v'chein pazak abri chadash, v'kemach shen nikla d'chayshir shem alo bishol shapir. Right, some type of roasted flour that you have to be choshesh that it wasn't cooked totally. V'ine enenu roos bahar b'matzos, sheyesh aleya ma'at kemach achar afia. You see by our matzahs, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav 300 years ago, that it has some flour on it, even after it's baked. V'zeh ba machmal shahaisa isa kasha, v'loni losha yafe yafe. It wasn't totally kneaded properly, and therefore there's some flour that didn't get mixed into the water. U'mashakaza betaz, t'bidyevet shari haydo hamatzahs l'chudayu, avalasum bimarak. But to put in soup, mistabeg amog and avram simintav samagimol dafilu b'diavet. V'after matzik lahachmir b'shum hafsokas hamatzah bein hakemach v'ha'or v'achal lo shayach haytaima b'kemach shagavi hamatzah v'chulu, because that's Rashi the Rambam, but after prichadosh, and skip down a few lines, b'kom makom kiva che'inenu roos matzos harbe shemotzi b'em kemach ma'at. Many matzahs, we find some flour that was not baked. Nire la'ayin achar ha'afia i'efshar lahachesh achush. You can't be machish the chush, exactly what you see in reality. Umashal is kiruza poskim. Why isn't it found earlier, before the 1700s? Hayinu mishum shezeino masi klal, ela beitza kasha. Shaloni losha yafe, only found in certain isos. Ubedaras arishonam ayishon harbe belisha v'gilgo. They did better kneading. Achaya nilosh yafe. Achi mikarav ze esrim shana o yoser nispashta zihiris zu bi Yisrael kadoshim. So he says, it's 20 years, that's when it started, 1700s, right? 20 years or so where this zihirus has been spread out, lemayer ma'od belisha, at least to be worried about it. Doesn't say what exactly when the zihirus of not eating gets started, but it's been at least 20 years or so where people are very careful about the kneading. The ein lashin, I'm sorry, this is kind of the opposite. He's what he's trying to say, that they need very quickly. And he quotes he continues and says that it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah, but it's a chumrah that has basis, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and it's really a chshash chimutz. And towards the end he says, Mikol makom ein limchus bahamo na mekilim. But if there are many that are meko, don't worry about it. Kima chiishle amashi yismochu v'ikr al das rashi v'arabam. Alafim hashkazav arizal lahachmir kol chumrus bepesach. based on the Arizal, that any chumra you could have on Pesach, you should do pshita sheish la'achmir karash dam shemepri chadash mikavakom yadav achron. This is the minhag of some. The last day of Pesach, yadav achron, which means the eighth day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, hamekel mishim simchas yantif lo hifsid. The simchas yantif, if you want to be mekel, fine. Umei peres pshita din la'achmir klal kol haPesach. Now I'm talking about matzah ashira, but this is the chumra. And this is quoted by many of the Hasidic poskim. The Piskei Tshuvos here quotes Uminag Yisrael Lahader Lechol Matzah Shriya Bechuslaris Ba'achron Shal Pesach B'Tamadavar. Why the last day Dafka you should eat it? If he quotes from the Bnei Yisachar on the Derech Bikudecha, which is his Sefer Mitzvahs, a Mitzvah Yud Beis, Kol Davar Shadim Osem Mitzad Achumra Yoser Mishuras Hadin Meharoy Shal Lahachse Bechumra Zu Beyond Ba'achron Shal Pesach. It's important not to be machmir all, even the last day. So you remember that it's a chumra. The kima chenoya chumra zu gambi a machron imkin machzik gadav alachametz gomer vlonichu l'marayu v'dilim ruhaki. You don't want to have it on the last day that you keep it, because then you'll think it's really a chumra and not you'll really think it's a din and not a chumra. One always has to be no. What's the chumra and what's the din? The Knesset Gedola quotes in Siman Tav Samach Aleph a story that one time a woman got mixed up with matzah meal and real flour. And it was, not a good thing. And in the footnotes, in the Piskei Tshuvos, here he quotes, Kain Mekubal Eitzel Rov Rubam Shal Chatzeres HaChasidim V'Rabosayim. V'Chinkos V'Lahachber B'Machzaz HaShekel L'Birka Yosef. V'Hanagas Chafetz Chaim Mi B'no Meyit Shachafetz Chaim Lo'ochal Matzah Shriya B'Pesach. V'Chafetz Chaim did not eat Gebruchs Matzah Shriya. V'Chinog L'Achber Lo'lechal Shriya Hagon Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kenievsky the stipler, Kamuva Psicha Barakas Rabenu, Vanog Lakhra Bakhila Shriya Bitkhis Van Isra Akhila Schemiz Pesach, even on Erev Pesach. And he quotes this different achronim in this regard. But again, it's clear that the Gemara says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says, you're allowed to have Matzah Shruya, unless you say, oh, the Gemara, they didn't have any flour. They kneaded it very slowly, and they took their time to make sure every piece of flour was in. But either way, there's the remez that Rabbi Yosef Engel finds on Ardaf, and this is Mitzad Echad. But as is known, many others reject this custom. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Samach Sif Yud rejects the custom. He says our matzahs are very thin. There's no flour. Whoever got a matzah with a flour on it, right? The Shari Tshuva says there's nothing to worry about, and he quotes towards the end of that piece, Kfar Kasavti Shadvar Shmuel Kasav Shibirakikin Ein Chshash Nefucha. There is no chshash of any bloating, v'cheinog imatash lo ledakte klal b'matzas rakikin rakish aroa ha'ofe b'bias ha'matzah l'taner humanapeach v'ole k'derech ugos chameitz v'imbekim b'matzah yadayim. And they're experts, they're medaktik, all of the matzah bakers o ledakte v'chilukim shizkru b'poskim v'mkomo sh'ochse matzah abos b'yadayim mutal ala mora. If you happen to use very thick matzahs, so then the mora hora should make sure l'midrash b'perek sh'izaru sh'lotia ave tefach, shouldn't be so thick. If there is something bloated, right? In our generation, said the Shari Tshuva before 200 years ago, there's no problem. Nobody has thick matzahs, just often rakikin, and therefore there's no issue. There's no issue. That's what the Shari Tshuva quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Sheilas Yavetz and Chelik Beisim in Samachay. V'sov dvarav shemebnech shash rachok kihai ein lemnoa simchas yantif. Oh, so he already quotes another aspect. Just because, not only is it a chumra, it's a chumra da'asle de kula, because there's a halacha of simchas yantif. And if somebody really enjoys matzah balls and somebody really enjoys matzah brai, so then, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, so it's a chumra das l'dekula, because you're being mako on Simchas Yantif, and therefore he says he was mako, and he quotes from his father. Veviraya midivrei aviv hagon zatzal matzah shruya shemachasidam parshamayam v'uzal sasakal devir machmirim so tvarav olak yagavna. Okay, so he quotes from the Sheilas Yavetz, and of course the Vilna Gaon is very famous in this regard. The Gra quotes in Maisa, it's quoted in Maisa Rav, obviously put it together by the Talmidim, not by him. He quotes Mutter, and if it was already if it's already baked, and they quote Bashem the Gra that Asad Liti Nasadin for those who don't enjoy themselves and keep away from Oneg Yantif. Again, there are different levels of the custom as well. You know, some even are machmer by even kalim. That's but generally not, because that's the idea of cooking it in the last day of Pesach. Right? Then you're not machmer and kalim, unless you say you wait a year and that helps. Or others just the most meikel. You know, even if you get the matzah ball in the soup, you just push the matzah ball to the side and don't eat it. Right? Different levels of the minhag. What about changing one's custom? So Rav Avadia talks about this in Chelak Aleph Siman Chaf Aleph here. In the first volume of Yichav Adas, so he quotes, well, did you think it was a dinner or did you think it was a chumrah? Umi shenog lahachmir, shelo lishros matzah b'pesach, one who has that chumrah of not, v'choshvo shekin ro'u yal pi halacha, you think this is what the halacha is, rasha levatel minhago b'li atara. That's a mistake. If you think it was me'ikar adin, then you could just stop doing it. Shum minak b'taos. Ach mi sheyada, shemitzad adin mutter lishros matzah b'pesach. But what if mitzad adin you knew it was mutter? Ela shenog kein mitzad chumra, v'ratzon levatel minhago, tov shiasa atara de'a shlosha. If there's some reason to do atara sadarim, you want to be matter, so you have to do atara sadarim. Al shalo amar betchiles minhago shosa kein b'li neder, because he didn't say b'li neder at the beginning. Ukemosha kasef kiyotzi b'zeh agon, maruchena urufchaim abu lufya, v'sefer megray kodesh. Shemishanog lahachmer lecho b'chol shivasim ha-pesach matzah shmura, mishas ketzira, v'rotzalavata minhago, sarach lasos hataras. That's Rav Avadia, if one wants to be machmer. Rav Moshe also talks about it in Arachayim, chelek gimel simen samach dalid, that if one moves to a place where most are not machmer, maybe they grew up in one place, but now they're in a place where everybody eats kebraks, everybody eats matzah shruya, then it could be that it's huter memela. Could be that it's huter memela. Im kavanatcha matzah shruya bepesach. V'gdamta l'shol. Af she'odu kodem ayomim she'sholam milchas pesach. It's very early you're asking this question, Rav Moshe says. Hu minak she'asu l'echol mikima she'nog adayta l'inokin la'ola. V'yav she'matzo she'lonu im dakim tova, like Rav Moshe says, even though our matzahs are very thin, and therefore the nokshash, mikom akom ksas chash yesh ulai. That's the lashon. Ksas chash yesh ulai. Gamata. V'lochein kiva she'nog was the Israel l'echol matzri v'pesach. It's considered an iser. If you've done that, with varam yish etz alahatir mishum sheish lo tzarech bazeh. So he says, im balish takea b'makam shenog in heter. If you've come to a place that everybody eats it, vein daito lachzor, and you have no das to go back to the original place, hutar the yish lo din amakam shenikva yishivaso aflekula. That's a kula for the minhag that you came from. Veim lo shina makomo. If you are mishani, you just happen to be here for Pesach, but you're going back. Then you have to keep your minhag. What if everybody's mekel? The rock of Iv Nachon Lahachmir. The father is the only one. Ein aben mechuyev lisnaig el im kfar isnaig gam aben baatzmo bigat luso. If the son has already continued the minhag, even if it was because his father taught him to do that when he was younger, that's considered a minhag, and he would have to be matur neder. Ach imkain mistaver diyachol lahatir b'sheila itzal chacham kedinat haras adarim hivanchu mitzad shenohag ba'atzmo. So that's where Moshe says there is that custom. Okay, that's generally the minhag of matzah shruya. Again, part of the chumras, it goes really back to that Arizal that the Shulchan Aruch Rav quoted, that you know by Pesach we look for all the chumras that we can. Okay, we don't have time to maybe do the all of kinyos now, but maybe just to quote the Radvaz related to this, which we quote often, but again, it has to do with the Chumras of Pesach, the Radvaz, in Tuf Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin, where he quotes, based on the first Tosfos in the Masechta, why is it that the Chametz is so unique out of all the Yisurim of Pesach? Right? That's the first Tosfos. Why is there a Chiyah Bedikas Chametz if there are a lot of other Isuri Hana, we don't have a Chiyah Bedika. And that's the Radvaz's question in Tuf Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin. Odia Sha'alta Mimeni Odia Chadaiti Man Ishtana Chametz Pesach Mikol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Shechmir Alav Torah Latzricha Bedika Visrofa Kaleh. You have to get rid of it with Bedika Vigam Bittol Vosifu Chachamim Latzricha Bedika Bechurinu Bestakin. And you have to check in this in the crooks, in the nooks and crannies. Ulechapes Achara Valashari Shosha Mikol Gvulav. So number one, you have to do search and destroy. Number two, Avar Labai Rabbi Yimatze. Number three, Asuru B'Kol Shehu. We discussed that a couple of days ago back on Daf Lamed, right? Asuru, why is Pesach is it a generic because Rav holds that min b'mino is never batel like Rabbi Yehuda, or no, other Rishonim say it's based on the fact that chametz is davar sheish lamatirin, but either way chametz is also b'mashu v'enim is batel klal v'chumers ke'ilo lo nimsu b'chol yisurin shabbat Torah. We never find such chumers be any other is in the Torah, and we might add that all the minhagim of Klal Yisrael are so machmir regarding many many aspects of the holiday. So Radvaz says, first he tries to get it from a halachic perspective. Because you don't find by other Yisurim of the Torah all these three conditions. Asur bana, kares en lo bedili inshi mine kol ishasa. People are, don't stay away from it the whole year. Only Chametz has all those three. Kares Isra Ana Lo Bedili. V'kivet sheish bo achumras halalu, hechmira alav Torah, achumras acheros, ubo chachamim vosiva chumras al chumras, kmo sha'asta Torah. Number one. Number two, Chametz is a davar sheish lamatirin. Shari Yisura Tali Bizlan. The Rambam says that too. V'yachre mea Pesach, ye Chametz mutter. Right, it's going to be mutter. V'yavah b'shazah chametz muva'er e'efshar, she'elo heter. Elam kein yavar labai rabbi yimatzei, sof sof. There is chametz in the world that is mutter. Number two, and then he says, what about Avodah Zarah? Doesn't that also have a number of chumras that Chametz does? And that's what he says at the end, Sar Shebi Isa. Chametz bepezach remez liyitzahara v'usar Shebi Isa v'alachin kale garish yigarish oso ha'adam me'alav. V'yachapes alav v'chol machbuos machshevosav afilu kol shulo batel hareza emes v'nachon. And that's the amazing Radvaz, who in his halachic tshuvas, he adds that point in about Chametz Shebi Isa. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but another time we'll be able to talk about Kitnios.